Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Einav gedeles kishalegel. What if a kohen's eyes are as large as that of a calf, or ketanis kishal avas, or they are as small as a goose, or gufay godam evarav, or his body is much larger in proportion to his limbs, or katan evarav, or his body is much smaller in proportion to his limbs, or chatmai godam evarav, or his nose is larger than his limbs, or they're smaller than the proportion of his limbs, and the Gemara gives sort of measurements of how you would measure someone whose nose is too big or too small. Hatzimim, so is it simim, or hatzimeya, or someone is hatzimeya. Now, ezahu tzimeya, what does it mean someone is hatzimeya? She'aznav ketana, so someone whose ears are very small. Hatzimim, what is hatzimim? She'aznav daimais lisvaik, whose ears are like a sponge. Rashi means that their sponge, after it sort of dries up, becomes very shrunken. So that's one pshat. And the Rambam says, no, like a sponge that's saturated with water, it's large and very swollen. That's how the Rambam learns, and that's a tzimim, and that's considered a balmum. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Sfasi al yerna idevasal tachtoina. What if his upper lip overlaps over his lower lip, or tachtoina idevas al yerna, or his lower lip extends and overlaps over his upper lip? Har is a mum, that is a mum. Shnitlu shinov, what if all his teeth are missing, they all fell out? Pasul v'nar sign, so that's not a mum, that pasul's da avayda, but he should not do da avayda because of the appearance shabbat. Dadav sheikh v'im kishalisha, what if a kohen's breasts are hang down like an isha? Or kereisa itzava, or if his stomach is very swollen? Or taburoi yaitse, or his navel is jutting out, or nichpe afila achas yamim, or if someone is epileptic, he has seizures, even if it's very infrequent, once every while, or ruach katzris ba alav, or he has melancholia, he's very depressed, his disposition is not very good, or hamushkan ubal gever, hamushkan and a bal gever. Now we're going to explain what that means. Who's a mushkan and who's a bal gever? So mushkan is someone whose testicles are unduly large, and a bal gever, who's someone whose genital organ is also unduly large. These are all considered balmum. Now, in le beitzim, this is similar we had with the animals. If, let's say, a kohen doesn't have any testicles, meaning that there's one, they don't have in two separate pouches, they're all in one pouch, oy, in le ela beitz achas, or he has only one testicle, even though he has two pouches. Zeh meruach ashech ha'omer b'tara. This is the meruach ashech that's mentioned in the Torah as a balmum. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, kol shenimruchu a shachav. Anyone whose testicles are actually crushed. That's the meaning of the pasuk of meruach ashech. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, kol sheruach be'a shachav. Anyone who has wind in his testicles, and that basically means they're distended, they're very swollen, and they sort of fill up with a lot of air. That is the meaning of meroyach ashech. Rabbi Chanina ben Tigna Seimer, kol shemarov ha shuchim. Anyone whose appearance is very dark, he has a very dark complexion, that is the meruach ashech from the Torah. Again, all three agree that these are mumim that the kohen should not do without vayda. The only question is, what is the particular identification of meroyach ashech in the Torah?